Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Well, hello everybody, it's Brad.
And Faith.
And we're here to tell you what we think about stuff. Aren't you excited? I thought you would be. I like the way he screeches to a halt.
I'm not used to it. It's just chaos.
I like chaos. It's perfect. It leads. It just sets the tempo for the show.
Yeah, the show is chaos. That's for sure.
Controlled chaos.
What did Dave and Jen say?
What?
It's where we chase rabbits.
Yeah, and
our business is good.
Our business is chasing rabbits and rabbits. That's their saying
good.
For their show.
I know, but that's
our saying for our show.
I didn't say it was.
Oh, okay.
I just said that, like they say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Our saying for our show is we're controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos.
Yes. You're the control, I'm the chaos.
I don't always know about that, but okay.
Hey, can we talk about our live show we did?
Mm-hmm.
We did a live show the other day, and if you were there, you got something really special.
Brad had a temper tantrum.
I was so mad at my computer, and I took it out on Faith.
And me.
Yeah.
Don't leave me out.
I was only mildly irritated with you, but I took it all out on you.
Woo.
Yeah, live on the air with all of our listening friends.
Well, we only told a few people.
Well, it was Dave and Jen and Jill and Charlie.
And some guy we
don't
know.
Some guy named Vince.
Some guy we don't know.
But that was fun. We're going to try to get in this, just in case.
What?
We're going to try to get on Thursday.
We are.
One show, live. No cameras, I don't think, unless I can get this stupid thing to work. No cameras, but we're just going to do one like live show.
You going to let me know we're actually doing it live this time?
Yes. Yes, I will.
He yelled at me.
I did. I yelled. I got mad. I threw things. It was bad.
And Charlie was listening going, huh, yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know that voice. Yeah. I know that tone. I know that tone well. So see, you never know what's going to happen in a live show. That's the genius of live.
Mm.
Now that one did not get recorded, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Although it did get broadcast. However, there was a show that we did record that night. It actually ended up being two parts. And that's available at ustream.tv. Just look up Two Blind Squirrels. Just type in Two Blind Squirrels in the little search thing and you'll see it. And you can play it right from there. But there's no video. It's just sound. So tune in.
There'd be no video.
So tune in this Thursday night.
There's no video.
Tune in this Thursday night. If there is video, it'll be of me. It'll be of me and face feet.
That's right. Because if I had to record anything other than my pajamas, I'm not recording.
There you go. That's what I got to work with, a diva. So
it is late at night.
So Thursday night, 8:15, if you would like to hear us live, you may do so then. We will try to record that show to share with everybody, but it's up in the air whether or not it will be. If you want to go listen to the Ustream show, the topic was the most annoying phrases ever. All right, so let's move on with this show that we actually have going on right now.
Oh, quit talking about that one.
Talking about the one. Ooh, that's a little loud. Instead of talking about the one that they didn't get to hear or have it, whatever.
Okay.
So Dave, speaking of, he has taken the place of the Mermot.
Oh, great.
And decided to take on a personal vendetta with moi.
Well, yeah.
With me.
Well, that's easy to do. There's always something to take on with you.
Yeah. It's not like I'm playing it safe over here. I'm willy-nilly with the, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like picking on the retarded kid.
Yeah.
Because,
you said it.
I'm just out here throwing it all out there for you.
So what's he taking up with you? More time?
What? No, not at all. What he did was, that movie we haven't got to see yet that I told you I wanted to see, the Come What May?
Oh, the homeschool one?
Yeah, the homeschool movie. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not about homeschool. It's done by homeschool kids. But I found it, somebody posted it. Or no, it came through my email letter. And it was a free online movie. So I thought I would be nice and I would share it with my tweet buddies, my tweet pals.
Okay.
Now, I went and looked at the movie. I went and looked at the, you know, scenes from the movie and the, you know, general, what's the movie about, that kind of thing. And it looked good. That's what I said. Here's a movie, put in the link. And I said, looks good, although I can't watch it from work. No, I haven't seen it. In other words, I haven't seen it yet. It just looks good. That's not a recommendation. That's just an information. That's just information.
Okay.
So he watches it, says it's crap. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Says it's carp. And, well, he said it was crap. I'm not.
I took crap back.
Oh, did you take crap back?
I took it back.
Well, Stevie won't be happy about that.
I told Stevie that I took it back.
Okay. He'll have to forgive you. So, so anyway, I didn't say it was crap. He said it was crap. And then he blames me because I recommended it. Well, I didn't recommend it. Stop blaming me for every stupid movie you watch. I just said it was out there. Check it out. Golly. And then on top of that, okay, on top of that, then he goes off and Jen is culpable in this one. Usually she's the sweet bystander that's like defending us. But no. She comes in, guns a-blazing, man. This whole Dunner business.
Dunner?
Yeah, they said that I said that we had have a Dunner party.
I mean, a dinner party?
Right. Or we were coming over for dinner or right after dinner. And I'm like, well, what? I didn't say that. Now, he had a clip and I swear it was edited.
Dinner.
I didn't say dinner because if I'd have said dinner, you would have nailed me on it.
Oh, yeah. I would have. Yeah, they doctored that one
he
up.
He doctored it up. He doctored it up. And then Jen's over there poking me in the eye with the whole, it's the dinner party. You know, it's the dinner, you know, instead of a dinner, Dinner party and then all that. By the way, why do they call it the Donner Party? I mean, it was cannibalism, and they were starving to death in the middle of the wilderness. And how is that a party? And whose sick brain was that a party?
Well, it's
why did it get tagged
like
with
it?
The party? Yeah. You know, it's, shouldn't it be like the Donner Tragedy?
You'd think.
The Donner...
Maybe they were trying to look at the bright side of things. They're trying to, you know, glass is half full rather than have empty perspective.
What about those guys that got trapped up in the mountains, you know, and ate each other?
They ate each other.
They don't call that the hockey party or the soccer party or whatever it was.
They ate each other. It was called Alive. That was a good movie.
Yeah, but it was a true story.
I know.
They don't call those guys the soccer party. It was...
Well, you remember we saw the documentary about that?
Yes.
I mean, the real story about it?
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
It was very interesting. It's always interesting for me to examine the decisions that go through a man's mind before he eats another man. There's nothing more fascinating than examining that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, usually when a guy goes berserk and kills somebody and stabs somebody 1,000 times with an axe or something, you usually don't get to examine their thought process.
No, you don't examine it.
But in these situations, it happens so slowly.
Right.
It's always, well, you know, on day 3... he was pretty rank, but on day 6, it was starting to smell a little like pork chop.
They were frozen.
By day 8, I was picturing him as a giant ham with a bone sticking out the top. Like they do in the cartoons?
Yeah. Yes. He was a pig with an apple in his mouth.
Speaking of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about you again?
No.
Oh.
I got an email today.
Yeah?
I got an email today. From and it said Orlando Blizzard. Okay?
As in Orlando, Florida?
It said Orlando Blizzard. That was the person who sent me the email, and it was from my work account.
Oh, that's the person's name?
Well, it was from my work account.
Wait, you mean Dairy Queen has a new blizzard? Well, that's a good name for a blizzard. Orlando Blizzard.
To me, it sounded like an arena football team. The Orlando Blizzard.
Well, that's the first thing I thought, like a basketball team
but
or something like
that. Why would there be a blizzard in Orlando?
Well, exactly. That's why
it was
a Dairy Queen blizzard.
Name.
Ooh, Orlando Blizzard could be like an orange, like a citrus blizzard. kind of like a banana split blizzard type thing, you know.
Sure.
Oranges, Orlando.
Can we get your mind off ice cream for just a second? I got an email from a guy named Orlando Blizzard.
That's his name.
Somebody hired a guy, and on his resume it said Orlando Blizzard. That cannot be his real name.
If that's what his sick father named him, I mean, you put Shakabuku, what you call it?
Yeah, that's what I put, Shakabuku.
Shakabuku on Helen's Social Security card.
Her birth certificate, excuse me.
Yeah.
Birth certificate.
And it says it on her Social Security card. It
says S, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they couldn't fit Shakabuku.
Can't help that. I didn't name her Orlando Blizzard. And she's got three other names to pick from, you know.
Well, this from the man. You're going to make fun of this guy.
I'm not looking for the guy.
From the man.
I'm just saying there's no way that's a real guy.
From the man who wanted to name our son Rutabaker Rimshot. Really?
Well, that's a good name.
Really?
That's a good name.
Rutabaker Rimshot.
Rimshot McFadden. That is a solid name, and I'll stand by that name.
Okay.
I've considered changing my own name to that.
Yeah, it would fit.
See? Told you.
Call you Rudy.
That's right. I'd make a good Rudy.
No, I had a boss named Rudy.
Did you?
No, you can't. Your name cannot be Rudy.
Okay, well, I won't be Rudy then. There was a movie named Rudy that made me cry.
Yeah.
Do you have a faith builder for today?
That's a good movie. I like Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy was a good movie.
What Rudy's doing. I wonder what my old boss is doing. He was...
What?
What?
So you just said that was a good movie, and now Dave is going to go watch Rudy.
Well, he's already seen Rudy. Who hasn't have seen that movie? Well, and it'll make him cry.
He's going to review it and say that it sucked because we said we liked it.
No, he won't, because it's an awesome movie. And if you think it sucked, then you suck. So, there you go.
Danger, Will Robinson. Okay, then. I don't know what else to do. Put a little love in it. Let's get back on focus here. Have a little Christian love powwow. So what? Can you give us a faith builder for today?
What? Actually, like I said something so terribly wrong.
Well, let's not be telling people they suck. Let's read scripture.
I did tell them to do that. I said they would.
Somehow that's better in her mind. Go ahead, give us the scripture. If you can say a scripture with that same mouth. Let's just
Oh, whatever.
While she looks up a scripture.
I have it. I just had to find it.
Okay, all right. Well, don't take that tone with me. Now,
Romans 8. 37 through 39.
Okay, go right ahead.
No.
Okay, no. We won't go right ahead.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Anybody know that song? Oh, come on. Somebody's got to know that song. Height, nor death, nor principalities, nor presence, nor things to come. Though the devil hates, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God. Yeah, I won't.
I'm not going to say a word here.
Sure, somebody knows that song.
Well, Tim said he knew it.
He didn't know.
That's what he meant by that.
He didn't know. Gracie probably knew it.
Sure. I bet she did.
Mm-hmm. There's your faith builder.
Thank you, Faith, for that faith builder.
You're welcome.
Would you like to discuss in column A, grow kids moment, or in column B, a review a movie, Christian movie.
Let's review a movie.
Or, okay. I could pick the movie. Amazing Grace.
That's a good movie, even though I did fall asleep for like 20 minutes of it.
What?
Not,
you fell asleep in Amazing Grace?
Not because it was a bad movie, but just because it was late and I was really tired. And I was forced. I knew I was about to go get toothpicks to keep my eyes open.
Oh my!
Forcing myself to stay awake.
I'd fall asleep in that movie.
That happens on lots of things. I fell asleep during Expelled the first time I watched it too.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, with that in mind, let's rate.
I fell asleep in most movies we watch,
this
I think.
Is true.
I have never seen the end of a Fringe episode ever. Every day I wake up. What happened? I don't know what happened.
And it's the most disturbing show on television. And she
it
falls
is.
Asleep. What kind of dreams do you have falling asleep in the middle of Fringe?
I don't. And I always miss the end of Mythbusters too. So I never know what.
Well, that, I understand when you fall asleep in that. It's pretty geeky. Okay.
I love Mythbusters.
Oh, I do too. But it doesn't, it's not, it's definitely something you can fall asleep in. Okay. The thing that drives me crazy about Mythbusters, it's one of those shows that shows you the show three times.
Yeah, that makes me nuts.
They have to show you a preview of what they're going to show you in just a minute. Then they're going to review what they showed you right before the commercial. They come back,
it's because they only have a 30-minute show that they have to make into an hour.
Well, then make it 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Before every commercial, they give you a preview of what's coming up after the commercial. Like you're going to change the channel during the commercial. And then when they come back from a commercial, they... show what they just showed before the commercial.
And even if I did change a channel during the commercial, which I don't because I don't watch TV with commercials, I TiVo them.
TiVo.
So I just fast forward. Even if I did, I'd still come back to watch the show. I mean, I used to do that when I watched normal TV.
What's wrong with people?
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you looking at?
I'm saying, what's wrong with people? I thought I saw something go by. I thought I had something go by, but she didn't. I don't know. So Amazing Grace, let's rate it. Ready?
That's a good movie.
It was this is the first nonfiction we've done.
That's true.
So this was a nonfiction movie. It was about it was not about the guy who wrote Amazing Grace, although he was in the movie. It was about a guy who was fighting for abolition.
Right.
And one of his mentors was the guy who wrote Amazing Grace.
Right.
So, but the movie was called Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a prominent. It was about abolition.
Abolition.
No, abolition. Abolition in
England.
Great Britain. Yes.
England.
So nonfiction overall quality.
Oh gosh, 9.
I would say 9. Storytelling.
9.
I would say 9. It was that good. Acting.
Oh, it was good. I don't quite remember totally, though.
It was okay.
I guess I'd say 8.
Yeah. I'd say 7, so we'll just give it a 7.5. And these ratings... So there you go. There is Amazing Grace. These ratings are available online, twoblindsquirrels.com/movies.
If you like, you know, good, long storytelling movies, that's your kind of movie, because it's a long movie. But it's very good, and it doesn't move very fast.
No.
I mean, it's not a
There's only about one scene in the movie you don't want to see.
Yeah.
It's on the slave ship.
Yeah.
But that's a brief scene. It's not the subject of the movie. The movie's really not about a lot of cruelty, which is good. But
yeah, but it's really good. Good
really
story.
Really good. Really good.
I think we should watch it again.
Okay.
That was like a year ago when we saw it.
We'll see if John's watched it. We'll watch it with John.
So, see, I watch it.
Big John.
I watch
Big
it.
Big John.
I watch it again so that I can see what I missed the first time.
Ah.
Like when you go see a movie at the theater, you always miss like 5 minutes or 10 minutes of a movie because you got to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so then when you watch it on DVD, yeah. You're like, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that scene.
I never saw that. Oh, yeah.
They don't have intermissions anymore.
Well, that's why they had sex scenes in the 80s, you know.
Yeah, that's true. We had sex scenes in the 80s. We could always get up and go to the bathroom.
Because you weren't going
to
miss anything.
But now there's no sex scene. There's no part of the movie where you can get up and go to use the restroom mm-hmm. real quick.
Not in these good faith and family movies.
They just need to give us a little short 10-minute intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do that
I need
instead
a break.
Of, instead of, can they take off one of the 20 previews they showed the first
yeah.
of the movie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Getting a little off there. Okay, so let's go. Let's end. Let's end the show. Tomorrow we'll hit the Grow Kids Minute, and so tune in for that. And we'll have lots of other interesting topics. I'm sure Faith is working on over there mm-hmm. as we speak. She's
interesting.
Diligently. I see smoke coming out of the top of her head.
Very interesting. Non-sucky. Very interesting. I just had to get that in there.
Non-sucky.
Non-sucky topics.
Okay, tomorrow, you heard it from Faith. Tomorrow, non-sucky topics on twoblindsquirrels.com, the oldest running daily Christian podcast on the web. Brought to you by withinhisgrace.com.
Really? Huh. It's very interesting.
I don't think she believes me.
No, I believe you. I remember when y'all started.
Long time ago. Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. Snarky Avenger's been around longer than us, but he's not a daily Christian comedy show. He's just a comedy.
Weekly.
And I don't know if he's always comedy. He's more, not, I mean, he's funny, but he's got a lot of other stuff going on. Anyway, there you go. So be it.
All right.
It's not daily. Yeah. So there. Goes up for Snarky. He doesn't listen. He's got other things going on. He's writing a novel. He's got like 20,000 words done on his novel.
Isn't he from England or somewhere?
No.
Who's the guy?
Minnesota. From England, Loafer.
Was that the first guy? Who like helped you guys out in the beginning?
He's been around for a long time. Loafer's been around for a long time. The one that helped us out in the beginning was, I don't know. I don't know if he's still listening or not. He pops in every once in a while. What's his name? Sean the Prawn Turner?
Maybe. I don't know.
Sean the Prawn was...
Sounds like a wrestler.
Sean the Prawn is what we call
Sean
him.
Sean the Prawn Turner!
I don't remember his last name. But Sean the Prawn. Good grief. Dave Chicken Bassavilla takes on Sean the Prawn Turner tonight. WWWC45.
Okay. World Federation of... No, WFP. World Federation of Podcasters.
To the death. Ultimate World Federation of Podcasters.
There you go.
UW something something.
UW.
W.
Okay, W.
W. So, okay, so
W
everybody
is moving out.
All right, so y'all go eat your dinner and have a good time, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Paz con Dios.
Paz con Dios.
You want squirrels that are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.